With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate will try for an 11th time today to reopen a U.S. government.
This is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt.
During his morning press conference, the speaker criticized numerous Democrat senators who took part in Saturday's so-called No Kings rally, saying that Democrats have shut down the government to create a left-wing political issue simply to preserve their positions of power. American envoys have returned to Israel to shore up the Gaza ceasefire. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner met with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv to support the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Tensions remain high after Israel accused Hamas of killing two soldiers. The Israeli military has resumed enforcing the ceasefire. The next stage focuses on disarming Hamas and establishing an internationally backed authority in Gaza.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Colombia is recalling its envoy after President Trump's tariff threat and drug leader accusation. The Colombia said today it's recalled its ambassador from Washington, D.C., after the president said he would raise tariffs on the South American nation and stop all payments to it. That intensifies a feud stemming from the alleged drug trade coming from South America. A lot of talk these days about the U.S. need for rare earth minerals, but economist Steve Moore says all the talk about importing them from overseas is kind of a misplaced priority.
Just like Trump talks about drill, baby, drill, we need to mine, baby, mine, and get at these resources so we're not... I mean, how stupid is this? The two countries that we get the most of these minerals from are China and Russia, our two greatest enemies.
This is SRN News. A new study charts the political attitudes of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth, depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug maker EMD Serrano will reduce the cost of a common fertility medication through a deal struck with the Trump administration. The president also unveiling new federal guidance that will encourage employers to offer fertility coverage. New guidance will allow companies to offer fertility benefits separate from major medical insurance plans, like they do when it comes to dental and vision coverage in many people's plans. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Despite ongoing concerns about tariff and trade friction between the U.S. and China, Wall Street's opened higher this morning. President Trump says the United States could purchase beef from Argentina in a bid to lower prices for American consumers. Beef prices have remained high for a variety of reasons, including drought and reduced imports from Mexico because of a flesh-eating pest in cattle herds there. E-commerce giant Amazon suffered a major outage earlier today. A widespread disruption impacted Amazon's cloud services. Outages hit numerous popular websites and apps worldwide, including Amazon.com itself. We will get an update on consumer prices later this week. On Friday, the Consumer Price Index for September will be released. I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.